BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The MK Party's attempt to include its Deputy President John Hlophe in the Judicial Service Commission has once again failed. The Western Cape High Court dismissed the party's application for leave to appeal an interim order preventing him from being a member of the JSC. Hlophe had been forbidden from taking part in any JSC activities while Parliament's decision to appoint him to the body was being reviewed. In the DA's application for an immediate interdict, it argued Parliament did not take a rational decision in appointing Hlophe after he was impeached for gross misconduct earlier this year. The organisation Mining Affected Communities United in Action has vowed to appeal a decision by the High Court in Pretoria, which dismissed its application to compel rescue operations for trapped miners in the Northwest Province. Scores of illegal miners have been arrested in Stilfontein amid an ongoing standoff between them and police in Operation Vala Umgodi. Thousands of Zamazamas have resurfaced from various shafts so far. Activists of the mining group have labelled the court ruling a death sentence, saying it exposes a systemic failure to protect human rights. Basic Education Minister Sibiyo Kwakubé says guidelines to implement the Bella Act will be sent to all public schools by the end of January. The president authorised the act's full implementation on Friday. Ramaphosa had delayed two clauses that dealt with language and admissions policies to allow for a consultation process. Speaking to journalists in Gauteng yesterday, Kwakubé says more work needs to be done to ensure the system is fully prepared for the Bella Act.
I want to assure South Africans that I am committed to moving with pace, but we need to make sure that we do this correctly. If there are organizations that seek to take this on review and bring it before a court of law, we will then, as a government, have to defend the position. And so we are ready to receive any legal challenges.
Actress Blake Lively has accused co-star Justin Baldoni of sexual harassment on the set of It Ends With Us. She also claims his publicists and the studio embarked on a plan to damage her reputation. Their lawyer has denied the allegations. Back home, the SA Weather Service is warning of hot and humid weather over the northeastern parts of KZN today. It says it's likely to lead to extremely uncomfortable conditions. There's also a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours and hail over the western and southern parts of the province expected. It says damaging winds and severe lightning can also be expected. Durban, Pietermaritzburg and Mooi River, 30 degrees. Richards Bay and Ladysmith, 33. Newcastle, 32. Cokstad and Underberg, 29. Margate, 27. And 31 for Ulundi. In Durban, we've got 2 meter swells at sea this morning with sunset at 3 minutes to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.